It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Much more efficient. If you take a a blast of sugar, whether it's in a candy bar or just a spoonful of sugar or something else, one of these, you know, supposed to be these energy bars and foods they make out there. They're just fancy candy bars is all that they are. Their nutrition value is very questionable and are loaded with sugar. You eat those things, your body burns sugar, white sugar, sucrose, fructose, and those things. It burns them very quickly. You take a big blast, and your body has to deal with it. Break those things down, circulate it around, store some of it in the liver and other places, tuck some of it away as fats. It has to take care of this stuff. But it goes away very, very quickly. So you have the blood sugar spike that goes way up, and then it comes crashing down. Now, suppose you ate a big old chunk of fat. And I know to some people you're going to go like, oh, that's got to be terrible. No, you ought to try it sometime in the right environment with the right foods. You'll find that your body actually craves it, loves fat, like the kidney suet that comes in the cow. And, you know, you go down to the butcher and you just get some big old chunk of kidney suet, you know, and you take and you dehydrate it, run it through your you're going to get most of the salt that you need without having to add in a huge amount. If you add in any salt, I like to use either a sea salt that has minerals, or some of these come out of the ancient seas. There's a Redmond's Real Salt has been a really good one because it has the ancient minerals as a part of it. And then smoked flavoring, real smoke flavoring, wood smoke is extremely carcinogenic. I mean, it is one of the most carcinogenic things around. So even though you may not be consuming large quantities of it, why stress your body? Well, there's a list of things. What are the negative effects of things like this? Well, for one thing, if you think of these things as something your body has to process and get rid of, it increases your need for water. If you think of your body as nothing more than a big toilet you have to flush, and it uses water to flush out through the kidneys and through the bowels and processing of things, you use a lot of water. So when you eat things like that, you need more water. So when it comes down to staying hydrated, somebody is saying, well, I'll just drink a bunch of coffee. I'll drink a bunch of soda pop. Those are all things that your body has to flush out. See, I didn't say soda pop on the list, but it's all full of sugar. Oh, by the way, one of the things I just really not on my list here, that is artificial sweeteners, hideous things to consume, really, really hard on you. If you want something sweet, you know, white sugar is better than artificial, and raw, unfiltered honey is certainly better than your white sugar. Increases your need for water to flush all these chemicals out of the body. They stress the body's biochemical processes. It requires energy, and it slows down other processes to get these negative things through the body. It'll also increase your body odor. Your skin is a major cleansing organ for the body. And some of the ketones, aldehydes, and esters that are in these artificial things, as they're metabolized, they have to come out through the skin. And quite frankly, they make you stink. So by eliminating them, body odor goes down. The other thing is, a lot of these foods and these flavors, as they come through the skin, they actually attract insects, mosquitoes being one of them. That's one of the advantages of winter living and winter camping. There's no mosquitoes outside right now for me. But in the summer, these kinds of things will attract insects to you. It lowers your useful energy output by consuming these kinds of food, as in you could be measured by the ability to stay warm, produce heat, and also your muscle strength or your ability to do work. And it is a problem to consume them. So what are the kinds of things you might want to use? Well, we could spend hours talking about these things, eliminate the negatives, and it kind of leaves the other things, like dried fruits, nuts. We like to have those things that have been processed at low temperatures. I've already talked about dried meat is a great one to have. You know, fish is a good thing that you can have. And sardines, wonderful things to eat in the cold. And by the way, if you're going to get the sardines, get the ones packed in oil rather than the ones packed in, you know, mustard and ketchup and those things, because those have sugars and other things in them you don't want. The ones that are simply packed in oil would be the better sardine to use. Tuna fish is a nice thing to use out there. Some of your canned meats would be, when I say canned meat, I mean like corned beef, not your potted meat and your Vienna sausages and those things. Man, read the ingredients on them. That'll scare you. Fruits and vegetables of all kinds, things that have been freeze-dried are excellent to use. Freeze-drying is a great way of preserving many things. Now, watch out for some of the freeze-dried packaged foods that have all the artificial stuff that's in them. When I talk about freeze-dried, I mean freeze-dried peas, freeze-dried carrots, you know, freeze-dried meat, freeze-dried vegetables of other things, and make your own things. They're not adulterated. They don't have a bunch of junk in them. Well, that'll give you some ideas about diet and how you would live in the cold and prepare yourself to deal with the cold and enjoy the cold. Let's one last thing about water and the importance of water. Now, if you're going to be consuming foods and nutrients, you're going to have water to take along with them, particularly if they're dehydrated, if they're dried, if they're freeze-dried. You want to have water. People ask me about, well, how do I keep my water from freezing? Well, simple, put it someplace warm. Well, I know that's a silly answer in a way, but you can have your water bottles or your water bladders that go inside of your clothing where the warmth inside of your clothing keeps it from freezing so that you will have water to drink. Let's talk about a wives' tale. I gave this to you some time ago, a wives' tale about eating snow. There's wives' tales that say eating snow makes you thirsty, eating snow makes you weak, eating snow makes you sick. Those are all wives' tales. Now, they have a basis in fact, kind of like when I told you the story last week, I think it was last week, about rubbing snow on frostbite. talk about the wide field of eating snow and what the truth is really right after this break.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ideas about how all this fits together. Now, at this time, I was telling you about these wives' tales of winter, wives' tales about eating snow. Eating snow makes you thirsty, it makes you weak, it makes you sick, and those things. Well, think about it. What are the symptoms of dehydration? Well, dehydration, you can feel nauseous, you can feel weak, sick, you don't have your energy level up, those things. So it's kind of like, and then what's snow? I like to look at things from a very simple perspective. You say, well, what's snow? Well, it's frozen water. Okay, it's just water that got cold enough, it turned into a solid. It's stiff water. If you eat snow, your body's warm, it warms it up, turns into water. So it makes as much sense to say eating snow makes you thirsty as drinking water makes you thirsty. So what's the basis in fact for this thing? Where does it come from? Well, the basis in fact is simply this. What is snow? Well, it is, in fact, frozen water, but it's also puffed up. It isn't just a chunk of ice. It's all fluffy with air. Snow is full of air. So think about it. I said that if you're out working in the cold and doing things in the cold and you have this respiration dehydration that's coming on, you may be perspiring some too, you need to be consuming a gallon of water a day. That's what you would have to take in to keep your water balance up, a gallon of water a day. How much snow do you need to eat to get a gallon of water out of it? Well, if it's fairly dense, heavy, wet snow, you would have to eat 5 gallons of snow. If it's dry, fluffy stuff we have in our mountains sometimes, you'd have to consume 10 gallons of snow. Can you eat 5 gallons of snow? Can you eat 10 gallons of snow? You can't jam it down your throat. You can't consume enough of it. That's one of the problems, just in terms of its sheer magnitude of the volume. Well, if you were to compact it down to where you had a gallon of ice that you were trying to consume, and here's where there's another wives' tale. There's people that say, well, if you eat a gallon of ice, you know, it's going to put you in hypothermia. Not really. If your clothing is right and if you're staying warm and those kinds of things, you could do that. But the challenge you've got is you don't really have the surface area, the heat exchange surface area in your mouth and your tongue to be able to melt a gallon or more of ice in your mouth. You just don't have the ability to do that. So for people, for human beings, you're going to have a very difficult time getting your water needs satisfied by eating snow. You need to drink water. So we have to prepare ourselves so that we can be melting the snow and ice and turn it into something you can consume. All right, let's go back to this wives' tale again. I remember in the old days, back in the early 60s and mid-60s when we were doing our winter snowshoe trips, and we didn't understand hydration. We didn't understand a lot of things back then. And one of the things we suffered with terribly was, in fact, dehydration, being thirsty all the time. I remember on those early camps being out there, you'd go to bed at night, and the only thing I could dream, I'd dream all night long about pools of water, waterfalls, lakes, streams. I dream about canteens, faucets, all kinds of crazy dreams, you know. And then all night long, I'm in my sleeping bag, and this was before we had the PAL system fully developed, and so you didn't have as good a thing. All night long, I'm reaching outside, grabbing a handful of snow, bringing it in and eating it, and just doing that all night long. And it seems to make sense, because the more snow you ate, the thirstier you got. The problem is you cannot eat enough snow to take care of your hydration needs. So you get thirstier and thirstier. Walking down the trail, every time you went by a snowbank or a pine tree that had snow on it, you'd grab a handful of snow and you'd eat that. Now, we were drinking some water, you know, with our fires, our campfires in the evenings and the mornings. We'd be melting down snow, and you'd carry a quart canteen or something, or maybe even 2 quarts of water you'd carry with you, and you were consuming it. But realize that if we're breathing away 2 quarts of water, and then we have our other processes using water in the body, you're consuming, you're needing a gallon of water a day. So you're just going downhill, 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 more and more stress, harder to stay warm, thirstier, thirstier. Here was the other thing that we suffered with in those early days. It was extreme chapped lips. Very, very severely chapped lips was one of the problems, because we were so dehydrated out there, and then we were also eating snow, which is kind of hard on your lips and your mouth, but around your lips to put this cold snow on it and the cold air and everything, and you had sunburn. It was not a lot of fun. I'll tell you how we solved it right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, talking about some of these winter issues that perhaps you've experienced but didn't understand the reason for them or why things were working out the way that they were. Just before break, we were talking about these snowshoe trips where we were so thirsty and we were just suffering with dehydration, didn't really understand that it was dehydration. We were just thirsty. And we were eating snow all the time, and we were getting thirstier, it seemed like. So it seemed to make sense that the people that were teaching don't eat snow, it makes you thirsty or sick or weak. That seems to kind of make sense until you think about what's snow, and then it doesn't make sense all of a sudden. So what's the problem? It's all the air that's in snow. You can't eat enough. You have a difficult time melting it with your tongue, your mouth, your cheeks. And so we were out there being dehydrated, and one of the things that I just before break I told you about was these terrible chapped lips that we had. The dehydration, which was become quite severe after 3, 4, 5 days out there of not getting enough water, the fact that you were eating snow all the time, so you had this cold snow, you know, and the air is cold and you've got sunlight on them and everything else, but the freezing snow on them didn't help. You know, you were injuring the skin a little bit all the time. And you'd get these chapped lips that were so severe they'd crack, they'd split, and they'd bleed. And you'd have particularly the lower lip because that one moves more, and so it would crack, and you have a couple of splits. Some guys would just split one in the middle. Other times it'd be two off to the side. Every now and then somebody had three of these things, and they'd be kind of bleeding. And then you'd try to eat, you know, and eat a little salt or something in them, and they hurt. And if somebody cracked a joke and made you smile, you wanted to paste them right in the chops, you know, because you didn't want to smile because that hurt. That was all dehydration, folks. Once we learned to consume more water, lots of water, to be producing water, making water out there, and drinking plenty of it, the chapped lips went away. Yeah, mild chapped lips, and at high altitude because of the ultraviolet radiation on them, you may need to paint them up with zinc oxide to prevent the sunburn on them at high altitude. But if you don't have that issue, the chapped lips just went away. Don't have chapped lips in the winter anymore. When I'm out in the field or even at home. Okay, that brings up another little issue that ties into this thing, and this is more on, I have a class that I teach that's called Without Fire or Shelter, and it's once you've built the PALS clothing and you understand that, it's learn how to use it in the whole system. And we're taking things from all these different classes out there. And by the way, I remind you, if you haven't heard it before, you can get some of the DVDs that we have at preparemyfamily.com. I have people who want to learn more. You can get the Foundation DVD number one. It's just for the cost of delivery, which is $5.50. And it'll lay out the foundation principles here. Obviously, please go back and listen to the previous programs. This is what, number 14 in the series? You've got 28 hours of listening. And there's some overlap between them, a little bit of repeat, but it's a whole series that I'm just taking from the live classes that I've done and from the classes that we will be producing in DVD in the near future so that you can learn how to be okay in all kinds of settings and how to prepare yourself for emergencies. The future, no matter what it brings, should be frightening to you if you're properly prepared. Well, this thing about consuming water. So how do you make water out there? How do you produce the water? Well, snow's all around you, just like the winter survival camp. Campfire, great way to do it. We used to do that all the time before we could afford stoves, just building a campfire and melting the snow in a pot. Then your stoves, that's a great way to go, some of the liquid fuel stoves. And next week we're going to be talking about fuels and heat and some of those things and the pluses and minuses of them and what you'd use around home and in emergencies. That'll be in next week's program. Don't think we'll get to it today. But campfire, kerosene stoves, white gas stoves, propane stoves, sort of, except when it gets cold, the propane gives out on you. It won't evaporate, so you have to try and keep it warm to keep that stove running. So it's mostly white gas was the most common thing that we used other than campfire. But let me give you another source of heat that you have when you're doing things properly. And this is one of those things that experts will say, you can't do that. Well, then I guess I've died a few times because obviously I couldn't have done it, so I must not have done it, so I'm not here. And that is how you can produce water, melt water, using body heat. Now, first thing I must tell you about is you have to have clothing that absolutely completely takes care of you. You have to have a toasty, warm core temperature. Your extremities are perfectly warm. They're not getting chilled out because your core is getting chilled and or you don't have good foot protection, hand protection. So if I am toasty warm, glowing from head to foot, and it's 20 or 30 or 40 below zero, and I'm sitting out there or moving out there, and I'm just toasty warm all over, and I'm not under thermal stress, let me tell you what you can do. Of course, how do you get clothing like that? Well, go back, and I think it's program, 3, 4, and 5, or 4, 5, and 6 on the PALS clothing taken from the class Winter Without Worries, giving you a description of what you can build yourself or things that are going to go back into production. We're preparing to put in production or make kits for people if you don't want to do it from scratch, but I'll always teach you how to make things if you don't want to buy them. If I have this PALS open cell foam clothing on, and I can sit on a stump at 40 below zero, then you know what I can do? I can take snow, ice, put it inside of a bladder, and put it inside of my clothing. Now, I said you don't have enough surface area in your mouth to melt snow. You don't have enough heat exchange area to melt it. Well, guess what? A big flat bladder on your belly, you've got some surface area right there. And you say, that's cold. Well, yeah, it is. But it's cold for a purpose. Oh, by the way, you know, a lot of people, they talk about their biggest challenge is how to stay warm in the winter. And in fact, that's what most people are struggling with. How do I stay warm? How do I stay warm? You know what my biggest problem is with this clothing? How do I stay cool? Well, it's simple. You can open up and dump some of the heat, or you can take that excess heat and use it to melt snow and turn that snow into water you can consume. Now, this is not something that's easy to do, and you're running right on the edge of having enough heat to do that, so you don't want to be already dehydrated into hypothermia and your body heat going down before you start melting snow with body heat, because then you can't do it. You've got to take control early on. If your stove has quit and died on you, I always have the bladders with me, and if I'm out of fuel or my stove dies and I can't get it going and I've got blizzards going and you can't build fires or what have you, heck, I just shift over to using the bladder that I fill up with snow and put it inside of my clothing. And by the way, the other little secret about this is you don't put dry snow in a bladder and stuff it in your shirt and have any hope of getting enough water out of it soon enough, because since it's mostly air, snow's a good insulator. It doesn't melt well. And some of you that have been out there winter camping or snow camping, and you know you've taken a pot and you filled it up with snow and put it on the stove, you just about burned the bottom out of your pot because there isn't enough heat being pulled out of the bottom of the pot up into the snow. The water's wicking up into it and everything. It's interesting. If you haven't done it before, it's kind of fun. You really overheat the bottom of your pot because snow is a wonderful insulator. It doesn't exchange heat real well. And it's also why we use it for our shelter in the winter, because it's a wonderful insulator. So the secret of running the bladder that you're going to be melting snow in is, number one, you have to have the clothing that really lets you do it. And most of the clothing people use in the winter is not nearly good enough. They're losing too much heat. You don't have the excess heat to pour into melting the snow. And the other thing is that bladder, you must not consume all of your water. Don't drink your canteen dry. You take the last cup or two and you put it in there, and then you put the snow into it and you make the slush, because now you've got good heat exchange to pull the heat away from the body and pull it out into that slushy snow. And after you have melted your snow, and let's say you have a bladder full of warm water, you never ever drink warm water. You only drink cold water, and you do that by opening up the bladder and putting some snow in there to make it kind of slushy again, and then you drink some of that nice, refreshing cold water, fill it back up with snow, put it back inside your shirt. And you can, in fact, do that when you operate it properly. So I'm giving you all the secrets, and I'm giving you some of the survival secrets. But in the PALS system, Phillips Arctic Living System, which is the clothing as well as all these other things about nutrition and water and hydration and melting snow with body heat, all those kinds of things, when you put it all together as a system, it will allow you to live and work and play and survive in the winter, in the snow, and in the cold, and do it, I'll say, comfortably. Doesn't mean that everything is perfectly comfortable all the time, but most of the time you can do it elegantly, and you do not have to suffer, and you certainly don't have to be injured. And premature death is a bad idea as far as I'm concerned. So you prepare yourself so you can both enjoy and take advantage of the things that are around you. Do you begin to see how this all fits together? Do you start to see how the laws of physics and the laws of nature and how and why things work? And then you take a look at the body and how the body works. See, I talk in the classes about the fact that the caring for the body, and it's in the winter and in the cold, particularly focusing on that, it's taking care of the body, and it's between the body and the clothing. It's a system. You have to have the proper nutrition for the body, which is your furnace, and the nutrition is going to be certainly the water, and then the other nutrients that you put in that produces the heat and keeps you healthy and keeps everything flowing and circulating and eliminating and cleansing and all of those things. And that's why I talk about a diet that's pristine and clean, and it doesn't have soda pop in it, and it doesn't have white sugars, and it doesn't have flavors and colors and all those things. Those are just huge stressors. So when we talk about staying healthy and strong in the nutrition area, whether it's for winter or any other time in an emergency, you do not want to be consuming what I call the food system that we call the SAD foods, Standard American Diet, SAD, SAD, because that's what it is. The stuff, so much of the stuff that comes out of the grocery stores, hey, it tastes good, it smells good, it looks good, but so much of that stuff is pretty well qualifies for toxic waste, I guess, is where it is. Now, I'll get in trouble with some people when I say these things, but it's really correct and it's true. Take a look at the illness and disease and those things. Take a look at this issue about fats and red meat. if you study the traditional, the Inuit people out there, the story that I told you, they didn't have heart disease, but they ate red meat all the time. They didn't eat white sugar and white flour and all these other flavors and preservatives. And it's gotten worse since, you know, the 1800s and the 1700s when we started introducing to those people the sugars and the flours and those things that have no nutrient value. They mixed that in with their high red meat diet, and that's when their health went down. It's learning and understanding some of these things that will help you be healthy and strong to face the future without fear in terms of what it is you're going to store, what it is you're going to use, what you're going to grow and produce, the other things that you want to have. So that's what I hope you're starting to see. If you're new with us, go back and listen to these other programs, and it helps you understand the system of survival, of preparedness, of readiness, of being okay no matter what. And again, I caution you, I do not have all the answers. I certainly do not. I have the answers that I have, and I share with you what it is I know and I understand. Please listen to other people out there, but also listen to why they're saying what they're saying, and listen and find out if they've been there, if they've done those things, that they have an understanding of how and why things work. Just making a statement about something is not, you know, enough evidence. That's why I tell you about the, you know, the Eskimo story. So listen to other people. Read the books. Go to some of the classes. You're going to find some other extremely valuable information. I try to do that every time I can, because anytime I read somebody else's book, maybe 90% of it is no good, or maybe 90% of it is things I already know. But there's always one sentence, one word, one thought, one paragraph, one page. There's always something in there that could save my life. Same with you. Don't just get all your information from me. Get it from some of these other folks that have been doing things for years. Just check it out against the facts and be sure that it's correct and true. So it's about taking care of you individually, your body, your health, your well-being, and those around you. And we use the tools, the supplies, the knowledge and the understanding that we have. So now maybe even further, when I tell you that the correct way of looking at preparedness is the law of provident living, making provisions for the future. It is number one spiritual, folks. That's top of the list. You take care of that. That's the first step in eliminating fear of the future, is when you understand the eternal nature of our lives and how you prepare to deal with that. You see, we're not a physical being trying to have a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings who are having a physical experience at the moment and learning from it and growing and changing and developing. That's how I believe that it works. So that's the foundation for all of this. Then it's attitude, if you'll remember, kind of in our review again, why I always do this. It's really about your attitude. I hope as we've been going along, we've had a number of these sessions about cold weather and winter, and about winter emergencies and avoiding injury. You see, if you start to assimilate this stuff, and if you'll begin to play with it, and that's so important because it isn't just about hearing about it, it's about starting to experience it. But what happens to your attitude about cold weather and winter and emergencies and things as you start gathering some of this correct knowledge, your attitude changes. And that's why number three on the list is knowledge. Spiritual, attitude. Lose your attitude, you lose your life. Simple as that. How do you get the attitude? It's knowledge. How do you get knowledge? You have to understand what knowledge is. It's information multiplied by experience. The only thing I can give you in these programs, the only thing you'll get from anybody's program, if you're just listening or watching or reading, is information. What you have to do is be motivated to go play with it. I like to use the word play so that it's kind of fun. This is not about getting morose and all tense and unhappy and gritting your teeth. This is about, hey, I want to go try this. I want to go find out if I just start drinking an extra 2 quarts of water, do my chapped lips go away? Does my cracked, peeling, dry skin, does it decrease? Try it. If it does, great. If it doesn't, maybe there's something else that's going on, maybe how your body utilizes water, whatever it is. But start searching for answers, because as you get those answers, you now have knowledge that becomes a part of you. And, of course, that's what changes your attitude. And then bottom of the list is stuff. I talk a lot about stuff. Everybody wants to know about material things. We talk about them, but it always has to be founded in why, how things work, what they do, why it is that we talk about some of the things that you should have on hand or find or build or make or buy. It is that understanding, that knowledge that will help you get the right things. That's how this entire system works. Well, it stopped snowing here. Darn, I hope the snow will come back. I can see across the valley to the mountains on the west side over there right now. But, boy, it's a beautiful place here. I've got to go outside and, well, I also have to clear the driveway and a few things like that. But that's the fun part of winter, too. I get to be just out in it and enjoy it. While we've been doing this program, because I was actually out clearing snow a little earlier, I've consumed almost a quart of water in the past 2 hours. How much water have you consumed? Particularly for some of you people that may be listening in the colder areas of the U.S. Have you been drinking water? Drink more water. I promise you, if you'll drink more water, you'll be healthier, you'll be stronger, you'll enjoy the winter more, you'll stay warmer, better. So practice these things, play with them, enjoy them. Now, a few more moments after this break, we'll wrap up this program for today and see you next week on some more issues about avoiding cold weather and winter injury. I am Jim Phillips, Air Without Fear.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Enjoying this beautiful winter day. as we finish up our last discussion in this day about avoiding cold weather and winter injuries so that you can feel safe and enjoy the winter and the cold weather. And if you prepare yourselves properly, you can face emergencies and those things. And by the way, I wanted to, give you a little call for action, if you would. Next week, I thought what we would do, we're going to be talking about fuels, heat, shelters, and some of those things, and some emergency situations. I've had a few people ask me about some situations that might occur. What would you do? How do you prepare yourselves? So if you have something that I'll say is a favorite of yours, maybe an experience that you had, would you email it to me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com, something you'd like us to discuss or cover a topic that maybe you have some concerns about in cold weather, you know, emergencies or strandings. You can leave a message at email askjim@preparemyfamily.com or leave it voicemail at 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. And tell us some of the concerns. I have a couple of them on my list right now, and we'll see how many more we get. We'll talk about them. Go to preparemyfamily.com, and there you can get the Foundation DVD, 2 hours of principle-based training, $5.50, just the cost of delivering it to you. If you don't have access to the web, you can go to that toll-free number, and someone will contact you with the information on how to get it. And we'll be glad to help you. See, I don't consider that I am prepared until my neighbors are prepared. Now, you have to take a little broader definition of what neighbor is than just the guy next door. Certainly, it is the person next door. I like the way the Savior described it in terms of who is your neighbor. It's anybody that you may, in fact, be around. I consider that my neighbors go from coast to coast, from border to border, and really beyond that. It's not just limited there, but that's my first neighbor because that is my home. I am not prepared until my neighbors are prepared to deal with the future and with things that come, whatever they may be or whyever they may be. That's not my area of instruction. I have opinions, but I don't teach in those areas. My area, as I've been guided to do, is help people prepare as best they can, each and every family, to deal with the future and deal with the future without fear. That's why the provident living model that I've instructed since the early 1980s when this became my full-time class is spiritual, attitude, knowledge, and stuff. That's how it works. And I go back again and say, please play with some of these things. Try them out. Listen to previous programs. Get in there and experiment with these things. Take some of your past experiences that haven't worked out and have them work out better now. Enjoy the cold in the winter. And I know there may be somebody listening in Florida that says, yeah, that's why I moved from Minnesota, so I'm down here and I don't have to deal with it. But what happens if you're visiting somebody at home when the emergency comes, when you went back? What happens if you're traveling and you get caught someplace? You need to be prepared for everything. The truth about life is this. There is no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world if you're prepared for the worst. But no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. And I believe our lives should be an adventure, not something filled with fear and worry and concern and hand-wringing. Enjoy life, whatever it may bring. Live a provident life by making provisions in all areas of your life that you can face the future without fear. Share these things with your friends and neighbors. Bring them to the show. Go to the archives. Become a self-reliant family and a self-reliant community. This is Jim Phillips. Prepare without fear.